Okay, this is you sleep really, really well. This is you sleep not at all night. Whereabouts on the scale are we?
I slept all night.
All night? Lucky you. So this morning, we are going to have some worship. And then we're going to kind of do like camp sermon stuff. Yeah, a bit different than normal. But yeah, let's pray first.
Wait, no games.
No games just yet. God, thank you for this beautiful place in the world. And thank you that we are just one big church family. And this morning, God, we just want to come before you, come into your presence, and just realize how much you really are with us. And say thank you and worship you because of that. Yeah, thank you for everything you've given us, Lord. And make yourself known to us. This is morning, like we are at camp, but let's worship God. Let's like not, you know, do this half kind of like, oh, you know, we'll sing the songs, and let's really worship God. We could just throw out the songs and worship, but let's really worship through the songs. If anyone's keen, this is what we're here for, right? Let's worship this morning. Yeah.
I hope you know these songs. Just stand, shall we? My Savior, Redeemer, lifted me from the miry grave. Almighty, forever, I will never be the same as you can be. Talks about for all you've done, and you know, as we are sort of in this campsite church service this morning, Father, we just look around and see what all you've done, and Father, how amazing that is. And yet in Genesis it talks about how you ordered things in your creation and you left us to last. And you made us fearfully and wonderfully. And then through the passage of time, you wanted relationship with us so badly that you sent your son to die. How much you have done. And how much you long for that relationship. And Father, we often fall short. So as we worship you this morning, Father, we come not worthy, but we come as we are. Because you said that's okay. And it's not about what we do, but what you've already done for us. So Father, we praise you this morning, we honor you, we worship you, and we say thank you. Yes.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Oh, my soul.
and I lift my voice.
Does anyone want to share anything about, oh, this was really helped me connect with God, or any kind of highlight like that at all? Anyone? Too shy?
I really enjoyed Jeff's sung worship. It's been really great connecting with God, and it's so cool the songs have been brought up to creation and that, and it's just really centered us on where we're here.
Anyone else want to say anything? So connecting with God, I think, is really linked to talking with God and hearing from God. So that's sort of where I'm kind of going to go this morning. So we're in a relationship with God, and it's two-way street. And connecting with God, talking with God, hearing from God. That's what we're going to sort of explore a little bit today, camp style. So I want to put everyone in groups of mixed ages. So I want little ones and I want the older ones. I want a big mix in groups of like five or so. Not sure how the best way to do that is. Any ideas, anyone?
Well, we were in groups like that last night. So
okay.
People wanted to go back into groups they came from, and then the people that have joined us today got themselves around the groups.
Yep.
Would that be alright?
Yeah, that sounds perfect. So, make a wee place for your group.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm pleased to accept your invitation. What do we have to do to be in your group? Except then to be invited. I'll come to enjoy it before you do.
Jimbo here, Leary got a cricket. I see him and his dad practicing the homemade.
We've got a shorter cover here.
Some of them were
back
home last night, so they made some potatoes.
Yes, which one? Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to leave, but the rest of you.
Good enough.
Yeah,
good
enough.
Not enough?
Yeah.
Corinne talk loud. Yeah, so today we're going to do church as family. So we're going to really do it together. We're not having a children's talk, we're not having a sermon, we're having this. Sort of a real mix of both, I'm hoping. So yeah, kids, you, I need you guys to teach the adults things today. I need you to like not be shy, I need you to like say what you think, because you are going to teach the adults today as well. Okay, so kids, you've got a big part to play this morning, because you're going to teach the adults by just what you think, your normal kind of talk, your normal ideas, your thinking. I need you to say what you think to teach the adults. Okay? And adults, I need you to teach the kids from your wisdom and experience and knowledge and learning. So I want everyone to participate today. Everyone's voice is important, from the very little to the very old. Yeah. So can I have, whoever's got 1 Timothy? Speak it out in a loud voice.
Yep.
So that was kind of to the kids. Did you all hear that?
The old people didn't.
The old people didn't. Come on. Okay, it was 1 Timothy chapter 4, 12. Don't look anyone think less of you because you are young. Be an example to all believers in what you say, in the way you live, in your love, your faith, and your purity. So to all the young ones, we need you. Job 12:12.
It actually applies to most of us in this group except for these two. Old men have wisdom, but God has wisdom and power. Old men have insight. God has insight and power to act.
Wisdom. Second Corinthians. We've got
4:16.
Yep.
Therefore we do not we are wasting away. Yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day.
Cool. So the first verse is saying, just because you're young, don't worry, but speak and keep talking and be an example. The next one was, just because you're old, you have wisdom, so use it, in paraphrase. The next one was, though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. And 1 Peter 5:5. Read again, can everyone hear?
Yeah,
read again. You younger men and women, likewise, be subject to your elders, and all of you, clothe yourself with humility towards one another, for God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. And I like that it's kind of like saying, young people, obey your elders, but then it goes on to say, and all of you, clothe yourself with humility towards one another, which I thought was quite cool. Yeah, so today, as you use this bit of paper, everyone's got a voice, and everyone, I want you to feel like you can talk and share what you think. So, there are lots of different ways of how we hear God, how we hear his voice. I've sort of done connecting with God, sort of the weekend, but today I wanted to go into hearing God. How do we hear God? What are the different ways that we can hear God? So in your groups, I want you to write down as many, many different ways you can think of how can we hear God. Examples or different ways, list all the different ways. How could we hear God? How do we hear God? How could we hear God? You can, yeah, does that make sense?
Yep.
Cool.
How do you think we hear God, James?
Yeah. Well, God speaks. Yeah. And the Holy Spirit, and so sometimes it's a natural thing, our conscience chugs us to do what is right. Just waiting for the scribe to get there. Three is what other people say, and we've written there older men and women. And then we put under that, because we went up to the first verse we read out, we put younger people too. So sometimes they come up with some very forthright statements, even as young as the little kids at the table. And their fourth one was going to certain things like Bible in schools, church, camps, meeting with other Christian friends. And the fellowship was another word, I suppose. And then the last one we finished the first one was nature about us. How can we hear from God? And it's just the order of how things have been put together, and we can see God in His creation.
Oh. Next group.
Pretty much covered, except for maybe spiritual rhythms. Thought you'd like that one. Well, I was just sharing a story of my friend in Wellington who made this prayer rope where he tied knots in it, and then he was walking to work, and every time he walked to work he'd find a knot and he'd think of the name of God that he knew. And kind of like a Catholic sort of prayer beads. And one day he was just walking and he put his hand in his pocket and he felt like he really instantly connected with God without having to. He just felt the presence of God because he that practice of the spiritual rhythm of just doing that thing just kind of.
We went around a group, so I might read more out for some of them covered. The first one that you mentioned was fishing. It gives time to think about God. And then another one, which may already be up there, is in bed when you pray and think about God. We've got about nature and how it's not an accident. Another one was tractor work, time to reflect and hear. You don't know where that comes from. Music being covered, Bible. Another one is, in a sense, a conversation in our heads as we're just going about life and, in a sense, just thinking about the thoughts or, conversing with
what we think God is saying to us.
Mm.
And maybe even journaling some of those thoughts down. We've got church and camp, dreams, music and movies. I don't know, movies. And we also had other people, and we also added to that, not necessarily just Christian people, other people speak into our lives, because everyone is made in God's image. And another one we had was choir singing and dancing.
Good list, I reckon. Cool. I think, good work, Helen. I think it's probably safe to say that we don't all hear in all of these different ways. We probably hear in a few ways more than others. That's just because that's just how we're made. But I think also there's a whole bunch of ways that we can hear God that we probably are missing, and we're not really listening for him in the tracking maybe, or different ways that maybe God is wanting to talk to us and we're just kind of not aware, or that's actually God and he's actually saying something and we're kind of like la 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 la, doing whatever we're doing. So being aware of how God can talk to us. Someone said art. Can someone describe that a little?
Me, I suppose. In doing it, because you're expressing something or other, and it's put within you, and you're able to look at some of the most magnificent words, and all sorts of people just do it, and they're expressing God, and he is working through them to show others. It's just amazing. I think movies come into that a wee bit. I mean, you can stretch that to all sorts of different kinds of art and all sorts of things. It's just the whole visual spectrum, which is important.
We know for me, often it's Mel's floral arrangements at church, especially since she does it next door Christmas, and you can just see what's portrayed in there, and some of that's just an amazing connection with God.
Looking at that can help you really connect with God, looking at the flowers.
Because you can see.
So going to the movies, can we be listening to God at the movies? Can we put movies down? Can we go to the movies and listen to God? Why not? What about media? Someone spend on media? How can we hear God through the media?
People were talking about radio programs, but some of them are definitely Christian.
Yeah.
Other evil ones, but as you sort of particularly come through in God connections, who you are. What about it that way?
You have a day in the South sometimes, there is a verse of scripture.
People can put cool posts up on Facebook that just bring something really different that is happening in someone's lives.
I can give you an example just recently where the media confirmed what the Lord was saying to me. And I was praying for that some of those that were persecuting would become like Paul. And the very next day, I heard on on Shine, where there was some guy had come out and who had been a rebel and now was preaching the word.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. There's a whole bunch of different ways that we can hear God and listen for him. But what happens when we can't hear God? Because there are times that we can't... Anyone been in that place where you cannot hear God? You are listening and you are trying to listen, hear, and you can't hear anything. Anyone? Hands up, who's not been in that spot? So what do we do when we cannot hear? It seems quite easy with all these different ways, but what happens when we cannot hear God? How do we feel?
Frustrated.
Frustrated.
Isolated.
Isolated.
Distant.
Distant.
Alone.
Alone. Yeah. What about reading the Bible and not understanding as well, sort of in there? Like, I'm trying and I'm listening and I'm trying to hear God. Even reading your Bible and I cannot understand what the heck you're saying to me through this. These kind of normal kind of things that I think every Christian's probably thought at some point. So what do we do?
I was going to say the psalm for the day from Scripture Union Notes was talking about that. And how you've really just got to carry on the journey of faith. And even at the conclusion of that psalm, the writer still wasn't sure.
Yeah.
But he was willing to carry on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes being good to hear someone else's story where they've been in that situation, they've journeyed along the way and they've got to a desperate place and somehow have come through that, and just give you encouragement to know that you're just in one chapter of the story, you've still got more to go.
Yeah. Cool. There can be even sort of feelings of, you know, God doesn't want to talk to me, or I must not be important enough because he's not talking to me and really making himself known. There can be all sorts of these kind of lies, they're not actually truth, that we can start thinking. And that's, we need the spirit of truth to continually remind us that they are lies and to tell us the truth of that God does love us, absolutely, and he is with us and he will never leave us. And those truths to continually, for us to be reminded in those places of not hearing. Can I have two volunteers? You can do it. It's just to kind of read out a little comic. It's not much.
I really wish God would speak to me, but no matter how many times I ask, he won't. He just won't. It's discouraging.
If you want God to speak to you, just read the Bible, man. God already has spoken to us all. The Bible is the word of God, living and active. It is God speaking to us.
Yeah, I know all that. But I want God to speak to me, here and now, just to me. I want to hear God's voice. I want him to give me an unmistakable word or sign. Know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. But the problem with what you're saying is, it's kind of like you're sitting in front of a huge, delicious meal your wife surprised you with. And she cooked it just for you, even though she didn't have to. And even though you've been treating her terribly, and you're sitting in front of this huge, delicious meal, but instead of eating, you're just sitting there saying over to your wife over and over,
I'm starving. I wish my wife would cook me something to eat.
Eat, man.
Okay, you can take those two groups. I want you to discuss in this comic what you agree with and what you disagree with. How is the guy that's like talking about the Bible, is he 100% correct in his, what he's saying, or is there some things that are not quite right, do you think? So what do you agree with about what it says, and what do you disagree with?
Here's a wee bit of a
But I think in some ways, like, as you read over and over, you kind of read through the Bible, that stuff becomes part of you, and so those, like, I guess you start to make decisions based on.
Yes, I suppose that's true, isn't it? Sometimes on biblical
truth, or it knows the right thing to do because of
way late.
What you're kind of feeding yourself, then those decisions become easier.
I mean, right, like there's sometimes in the Bible where God spoke directly to people, and other times he didn't.
I could see it.
There's no, I don't know if there's any rule, like, you know how in the Old Testament he uses a donkey to speak to, you know, and then God doesn't speak to you.
Yeah. It's also a bit of case of, like, you know, for that particular person, they find it harder to hear through the Bible. They're one of these other things that plays out, and easier way for them to be done. So, the Bible's God, that's where it is. But a lot of people, it's not the easiest way to hear them.
Sometimes things you have knowledge of them, you can hear, but it works in the heart more than what you can do in the heart more. And sometimes it's not even where the experience of something, what you have in heart. And then something becomes real out of here. That the knowledge transfers to the reason.
I'm
30-minute devotion and half an hour of seeking and 10 minutes of Bible reading to equal God will then speak to me. Yeah. Sort of God already wants to give you regardless of what we do. Yeah.
Cool. We need the spirit to actually make forward living that we're reading the book but totally disregard having the Holy Spirit at all. Then it's kind of pointless because, like Jesus said, that he'd seen the Spirit after he left so that we'd be able to interpret the Scripture and understand and see what it's God saying.
So without the Spirit, we can be reading words, but with the Spirit, whole different thing. The other groups have any thoughts that stood out or?
Have to be ready to listen.
Any other? Is it the only way God talks?
No.
Is it the main way God talks?
Maybe for some people.
Maybe for some people. Do you think, because the Bible does have power, like it is God's word and God's word created the universe, so the Bible really does have power, and God can really personally speak to us through the Bible. but yeah, only one way. Wanting him to speak to just us, like I want God to just speak to me individually, like just me. I want to hear God. Is it an okay attitude to have?
Certain times?
These are trick questions. Is it okay for us to really want God to talk to us? Yes, it is. I thought the story in the Bible of the lost coin, they lose the coin and they search all day for this coin. They're like, yeah, and they find this one coin. And the same with the lost sheep. They've got 100 sheep and one is lost. And so they go looking for the one. Like, God cares about the one. He cares about us as the one. He will go out and he will search for us and he will look for us and spend all his time on just us. When we need it and want it. He cares about us as the one. He also cares about us as the community as well. So how do we eat the Bible? So it says eat man, eat. How do we eat the Bible? If it's one way how we hear God and it's God's word, how do we eat the Bible?
Read it.
Regularly.
Live it over it and save it every morsel, but then also have a great big Christmas feast at times as well.
Just delve
into it and
read a whole
picture.
Great big Christmas feast.
Different versions.
Can I ask, what versions do you like? Looking at different ones.
NIV and the Message. I started reading chapters of the Message. It's a lot easier to read the whole chunks of the Bible as opposed to my Bible.
Like if you're younger and maybe if your parents don't go to church, like Christians, do some scripture union nights in your age group so that you're getting someone else's guidance to help you as you're learning how to read the Bible and understand what God says.
Yeah, and for adults too.
Yeah.
So when we're trying to hear God and we're trying to listen and trying to do lots of these things and we're trying to hear God and we can't and we have our Bible in front of us and yeah, when we're in that space of, God, why aren't you speaking to us? Where do you start with your Bible? Where do you start? To get to that point where it's in front of you, you're going to about to open it, is a really good place to be. But once you're there, where do you start? Everyone's going to be different, but yeah. Psalms?
Okay.
Why the Psalms?
They're quite accessible. They're quite short verses or quite easy to read. I really like reading poetry, so it's quite, I like the shape of them.
Yeah,
it's always something. They're always quite jolly, apart from the ones that aren't.
Yeah.
There seems to be one for every, however you're feeling.
Yeah.
Remember when I said, I used to have this thing in the back of my Bible which said, if you're feeling sad, read this verse. If you're this. And I used to really like that.
Yeah. What else? Where do you start? I think it can be really hard to actually start, especially when you're in that place of, God, why aren't you communicating with me? So to have a starting point, I think, well, for me, is really helpful. So maybe it's a verse that God has spoken to you before, and so going back to that same verse of, God has talked to me, he does love me, he gave me this verse, and it's like a promise, or maybe there's a certain verse that, yeah, is your go-to. But yeah, having somewhere that you start. I used to just always open it at a random spot and go like, boom. And it was amazing how often God would actually use that. And he would actually speak by just opening it into some random spot and just how a verse would stand out or pop out or, yeah, how God would use it. But yeah, maybe something to ponder, like where do you start when you're feeling like God's not speaking? Where is a place, when you open your Bible, like where do you go? Where's a good starting point when you're not feeling like it?
Good place is
John. Good place is John?
You're not biased, are you?
No, I'm not being biased. Well, this is a good place is done.
And what, why is that?
Yeah, it's got some good verse in John 3:16, and there's some good promises there, and there's some really good start in there at the start there.
Yeah.
That's just a good book. Yeah.
So why is it a good place to start? Why is it a good...
I'll show you how God prepared a way to save us and redeem us. And, it almost starts at the beginning, do you? Right at the start.
Yeah.
It shortens everything up.
Yeah.
There's a verse near the end that said that, you know, I've written this to show you what God has done and how he saved you. And yeah, and so all the miracles and everything else that he's working through, he's wanting people to know that they have salvation through Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, if you're younger or you're a Christian faith, like starting at the start of the Bible, then you're going to read through the whole thing from start to finish, you're probably going to get lost in the start of the New Testament and bored. Yeah, so it's kind of.
You
listen to John. So we've had Psalms and John. Any other places that everyone's like, this is a good place?
I think you've really got to start with God himself.
Start with God himself. But if God's not speaking.
No, you still start.
Still start with him.
Yeah, and you have to say, really, but I can't see, you need to open my eyes. Because until my eyes are open, I'm not going to see what you can see. So maybe you're suggesting we've already got to that place with the open Bible. You've got to say that first. That you need and he wants to give.
He wants to
give. Until you're in that faith line, what you're going to hear is.
Start with God. I think over time, you know, it's important that you know, what we read, we meditate on it, think about it. Try to remind ourselves later on the day, what did I read about this morning or what did I read about last night? And rather than just sort of doing it and getting aside and moving on. And over time, I think, you know, God's Word becomes part of you. And so that when you do face situations, you naturally just know what God does say in His Word. And then maybe you turn back to certain sections. And so I think, yeah, it's important. Often, I mean, as you go through life, you see things from different perspectives too. And you read an account of something in the Bible, you see a totally different life. But it is important that we are reading it in its context. So we do often need to be guided in how we read God's Word. But it should become part of us, you know, and I think often we can be tempted to just sort of minimize our reading of it or our meditating of it.
And reading it with others can be, someone can say something and that can be like, oh yeah, like, so we're not actually meant to do this whole Christian life thing by ourselves, where we're at home, we have our devotion by ourselves and that's kind of our Christian life. Like, we're meant to do it as community as well. Like, we're meant to encourage one another and help each other learn together and help each other, help show each other towards God kind of thing. Yeah, reading the Bible, praying together, talking with one another. We're meant to do this, like when we're feeling like we can't hear God, telling someone, oh, I'm just feeling like this. And you'll be surprised how many times that other person will then kind of speak God into your life. Or when you are that person that can be that, the one that speaks. Yeah, so we're meant to do this Christian thing together, not solo. No lone rangers. So when God is not speaking though, because it's a real kind of real thing. Mum, school teacher, so whenever I would ask her, Mum, how do you spell the promise? She'd go, well, how do you think? Sound it out. Typical teacher response. But that whole, she wouldn't give me the answer. I think with God, he doesn't always give us the answer. But like Mum, she had a reason behind it. So I would learn, I would figure out how to learn how to spell. And like with God, he always has a reason for not speaking. It's either, and it, yeah, thanks Mum. But God always has a reason and a purpose, and it is for our good. And he wants to give us things. I was thinking about Lazarus was sick. Mary and Martha sent word to Jesus to say, hey, Lazarus is sick, and pretty much come and fix him. But Jesus didn't come. And it's kind of like being silent. God didn't show up. And it goes from 2 days. It says Jesus stayed away 2 days. But when he got there, Lazarus had been in the tomb for like 4 days. He'd been dead for 4 days. And that probably would have felt like, God, why haven't you showed up? Why? God, why have you not showed up? And we know that Jesus came and raised him from the dead, and it was a bigger miracle than if he'd showed up then and there on the spot. It was showing God's power, and it showed all the people around that how big God is. And even today, that story is still showing how big God is. But it meant silence for 2 days, 4 days. Not hearing instantly created a much bigger revelation of God. And Oswald Chambers said, when you cannot hear God, you'll find that he has trusted you in the most intimate way possible, with absolute silence. Not a silence of despair, but one of pleasure, because he saw that you could withstand an even bigger revelation. Which I think is pretty cool. He trusted that we could withstand an even bigger revelation. I think sometimes that's what God's doing. Sometimes we're not listening and not hearing. So it's sort of those two we've got to sort of figure out, on this journey of life. So just to finish, maybe you hear God in three of these ways. I want to say that God wants to speak to you in more than what you currently are hearing. He wants to speak to you more than just this, this, and this. He wants to speak to you more. He wants, if you don't hear him in, or see him or hear him speak to you when you're in nature, then maybe that's somewhere where he wants to kind of like, I'm here too. So I think God has, he wants to expand our list of how we currently hear God. The verse, do not be discouraged when we cannot hear him. Joshua 1:9, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. When we can't hear him, he is with us. The Holy Spirit is in us, with us. God never leaves us or forsakes us. So knowing those truths and holding on to those truths in those times when we feel like we can't hear. And having hope that God is doing something good in our lives. Yeah, I think we're all learning to hear his voice more. And that's something that we should learn together. It's not just a personal, individual thing, but it's as a community helping each other. Maybe you talked about the story and such and such. Maybe that was God actually there and helping point out where God is in each other's lives. So last, just to finish, we just pray in the groups to close and to finish, and maybe decide in your groups what you'd like to pray for and pray about. If that's all right. Just spend the next 5 minutes. All done.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
Some of them need to get outside of that rhythm, you know, day to day, even in a mighty way or something. Driving a busy motorway, you push out for quite interesting how to get into the end of the park.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Right off my list for me.
This should be